The temperature is going in the wrong direction. We started at 22, then to 21, and now some thermometers saying 20 degrees. Slippery. It's cold and it's slippery. So bear that in mind as you head out on this Friday, January 27th. Well, there's another important development in getting mental health service to people who need it as quickly as possible. That doesn't mean through the police officers who show up on a story when really it should be mental health workers that are dispatched, but we'll get all that worked out eventually, I'm sure. WJR senior news analyst Marie Osborne reporting a well-known local mental health organization is making getting help as easy as tapping an app on your phone. Good Friday morning to you, Marie.
And good morning, Paul. Yeah, we've been talking a lot about this, getting quick mental health to people. So we're talking about the Detroit Wayne Integrated Health Network, or DWIN. The organization is now offering its behavioral health services and supports with its very own mobile app.
We have to make sure that we are going where people are. We're meeting their needs where they are. So they necessarily, maybe they can't come to a building because they don't have transportation. So we're coming to them either through the mobile app. We have mobile outreach therapists and clinicians in the communities that go to various community centers, schools, churches.
So DWIN spokesperson Tiffany Devon says they've been working for over a year to develop this app, which you can download from your phone's app store, and it is free. Sometimes if you or someone near you is in a mental health crisis, seconds absolutely count, and the app is a direct link to help.
But if anybody needs our services, they can either call the 800-241-4949 number, or if they're in a crisis and they had downloaded the app, they can call it from that phone.
And there's even this little feature called Help Around Me. You tap on that, and it's going to tell you right where there is help around you at that moment. Hmm. The mobile app offers multiple features, including a mental health or substance disorder professional in your neighborhood, where mobile outreach community resources can be found, and free mental health assessments.
They can call our helpline. That is a 24/7 helpline. They'll be connected to someone on the other end who can assess, can get them connected to service providers. They could also make a phone call if they need help with medications.
And so once again, it's the MyDWIN, that's DWIHN mobile app. It's available for both Apple and Android phones, and you can download it easy as you know how to do that on your Apple or Google Play stores, Paul.
Yeah, give us that address again. It's a little complicated.
Yes, it is, because the name of this organization, it's the Detroit Wayne Integrated Health Network. So again, it's My, M-Y, and then D-W-I-H-N.
Boy, I think they have to come up with a little easier name. I understand wanting to get all of those people covered on that, but I mean, they're doing what they're doing. But it's M-Y, as in my, D-W-I-H-N. Right. And once you have the app, you have the app. So at least that's good.
Right.
And that 24/7 helpline, mental health helpline, is 800, was it 241-4949?
Yes, it is 241-4949. 248-2.
Oh, it's 248. Okay.
Oh, I'm sorry,
I thought,
Paul,
it was 800.
It is an 800 number.
All right.
I apologize.
800-241-4949. Okay. You know, in an emergency, it's hard to remember these things. So.
Oh, yeah.
It's just why we repeat them when there's a story like this. But we do know we have a mental health crisis in this country. And just by virtue of the fact that it's mental health, we have a lot of questions and a lot of concerns about how we handle these things.
Absolutely. And this is just one step in making it easier. And, you know, middle of last year, they came out with the 988 hotline for that's the suicide prevention line. And Tiffany Devon saying, this is not competing with that. Of course, you can still call that number, but chances are you're going to be then connected to their organization. So this is just, again, one more tool in the toolbox to help people when they find themselves in a mental health crisis, or if you know someone in your family who has this type of issue, if you have this on your phone, you're going to be able to access the help you need right away.
You know, you say these things, Marie Osborne, and you've helped us understand them along the way, but it shows how difficult it is to get the kind of knowledge that people have. I mean, most people now automatically know to call 911 in an emergency. But if you were to ask what the suicide prevention new number is, I've given it on the air a million times. I couldn't have told you it was 988.
Yeah, we're getting there. We're getting
takes time.
There. Yep, it does take time, a lot of time.
I wonder how long 911 is.
Important things.
Oh, yeah, very important. I wonder how long 911 has been around.
I don't know. That's a good question. I don't know.
But it is pretty much fully ingrained. I mean, we have little kids calling 911 to save their mom who has collapsed or dad or whatever, because it's really well known. If there's an emergency, 911. But suicide prevention, extremely important, and 988 is that number to remember. Anything else we need to know regarding this Detroit Wayne County Integrated Health Network and the new mental health app? Anything else?
No, other than this is something that's pretty new. When I asked Tiffany if anybody else was doing this, and she said, no, I don't think so. So this may be something that will be catching on around not only Michigan, but really the country as quick access to good mental health.
I have now a question. I don't know. I mean, it's pretty obvious why I refer to you on many baking and cooking stories, because you are our official baker, cooker, chef on the program, because you're so good at it, and you've brought in goodies before, although you did see that story that said, there's sometimes too much information, the story about bringing in a cake to work is as bad as getting your colleagues to smoke.
I know.
That was ridiculous. That's ridiculous. Okay.
Yes.
But I am now, I've also, for whatever reason, I've put you in charge of bestsellers and some stories here that I just can't believe a bigger deal isn't made about an author that I really don't know anything about, who now has four of the top 10 New York Times bestsellers. Four of them on one list. Has that ever happened before?
I've not heard of that. Who's the author?
Colleen Hoover.
Oh, yeah. We
talked about Colleen Hoover before because I asked because she had a couple, but this is the first time I've seen. Number one, it's called It Starts With Us by Colleen Hoover.
Yeah,
it's the sequel to It Ends With Us. Isn't that funny? They start with It Ends With Us, and then the sequel is It Starts With Us, which is in number two position. Number three is Verity by Colleen Hoover. And then number seven is Ugly Love. She has four of 10 New York Times bestsellers on the list at one time. I that can't happen very often.
No, I read a lot, and I have not read any of her books. So I'll have to check and see what, these are, I think, romance-type novels.
They are. Tate Collins.
Young adult.
And Miles Archer, an airline pilot, think they can handle a no-strings-attached arrangement, but they can't. So that gives you an idea of where these books are going. And apparently they become addictive or whatever. People obviously are liking this series in big numbers. Okay.
Well, everyone needs a little romance in their life, Paul.
Absolutely. We absolutely all do. And if we have to get it from books, so be it. Thank you, Marie. Marie Osborne, WJR Senior News Analyst on the Great Voice of the Great Lakes, News Talk 760 WJR. A guy I got to spend some time with at Ambassador Cigar and Spirits on Rochester Road last night with the NECA folks. Ken Calverley, the outside guy, is coming up at 7:49 to talk about their weekend plans. We'll tell you about it. Stay with us.